I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to Failing Better with me, Johnny Pelham, and my wonderful co-host.
Me, Sean McLaughlin. Thank you so much, guys.
Sorry, Sean, I saw you about to drink your squash then, and I said your name and you had to quickly put your squash down.
No, it's fine. I'll get myself nice and quenched right now. A lovely blueberry and apple squash from Lidl.
Ooh, blueberry and apple is quite a peculiar combination. Is it thirst quenching and delicious?
It really is. The thing is, it's one of the the sort of rouge squashes, the sort of more crimson squashes, which I associate more with the summer months. And it is yet to become summer, but I'm a big fan of squash, and I don't care who knows it.
More of a tennis man myself, but I've been known to dabble in squash. Hello,
that is why. We are number 18 in the Hungarian podcast charts for some reason.
So, Sean, I've decided I think we should make this podcast more outward facing rather than it be an inward look at the podcast genre where we talk about whether it's shit or not. I think we should talk about big issues. And this episode,
society, is it shit?
Yes, in my opinion. What do you think?
Up and down.
Great. So we've answered the big questions, and now that'll be the episode this week.
Thank you so much. Sign up to the Patreon.
I've been listening. Sorry, what were you saying?
Nothing. I'm just making noises. Am I allowed to make noises as you talk?
I think it's quite distracting, but maybe we can see if it helps.
You say a sentence, and I'll see if me making just sort of random noises.
Yeah. So the thing I want to talk about in this episode is I want to talk about citizenship and how can you be a good citizen in the 21st century? What do you think about that farting noise?
How can you be a good citizen, Johnny? Do you feel that you're a good citizen?
No, I've been watching a lot of Bernie Sanders this week because he's in America, in Britain, and he basically said it's very difficult to be a good citizen. No, he basically said the problem with the modern world is that corporations have made us feel sort of apathetic, like we can't change anything. Mm. And I thought he's absolutely describing me, and I'd like to be more politically engaged, but I don't know how to do
that. Was he describing you, do you think? That's interesting.
Yeah,
the problem with the modern world is, you know, we're apathetic, we're losers, we've drunk two cans of Diet Coke since the start of this recording, we shit ourselves on an almost nightly basis, we don't understand how clips work. That's a problem with the modern world.
Yeah, it felt quite... The thing about Bernie, what makes him such a wonderful speaker, is that when he's speaking, it feels like it lasers onto you.
Yeah.
You know, he said... The modern world is full of people with failing podcasts. So, with big dreams, but an inability to realise those dreams due to personal mistakes.
So you're saying that the world needs more Bernie Sanders and less Bernie Madoffs? And thus ends the pod. Well done, everyone.
It's been a cracking episode of everyone's favourite podcast. No, and so I was thinking, what would it look like to be a good citizen? Because I don't think I am a very good citizen. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. Please elaborate.
I guess what I mean is, like, I'd like to be more politically engaged in a way, and the problem is I don't have much time and I fundamentally don't believe in myself. So I think those are the things that stop me.
Well, how does that make you a good citizen, though, being politically engaged? Surely being a good citizen is just being respectful and doing charitable deeds and trying to live your life in a sustainable way with the understanding that future generations are also going to take part in the same society as you. That's what being a good citizen is, don't you think?
No, no, I think it's knocking on doors and asking people to vote for Rishi Sunak.
It's barging onto council estates and telling those lowlifes that actually lampposts aren't that good. So don't get used to it.
Yeah, leave means leave. We need to leave these corporations alone. Yes, they're chucking oil into the sea, but that is good. I like my tuna with oil.
It's called Shell. Shells live in the sea. Do the fucking maths.
So that's basically my issues. How do I... Well, I guess so you're saying that you don't have to be politically engaged to be a good citizen.
What do you mean, though, when you say what is a good citizen? Who is a good citizen in your head?
I guess, like, Batman.
Batman is, like, the ultimate totalitarian figure.
Yeah, I actually think Batman's quite deeply unethical, actually. I guess Spider-Man's a good citizen.
Spider-Man's much better.
I've got my man's one.
And what way do you think Spider-Man is a good citizen?
Because he's always wandering around in his web, helping old grannies who are being mobbed by bad people.
Yeah, that's what a great citizen. You should be more like that. I've always thought that about you. There's not enough crime fighting. I think there's not enough crime fighting for either of us.
Maybe we end this podcast and become a crime fighting duo.
Yeah, we're not a true crime podcast. Don't make that mistake. We're literally recording ourselves going out and solving crimes.
I think it would just be us running down one street.
Hey!
Getting a stitch and then stopping and going to the pub.
Hey! He's got a Beanie Baby! I don't think it's his! Oh, he got away.
He's so fast.
God damn that Joker.
If we came up against the Joker, particularly in our early years of fighting crime, that we'd be mismatched, I think.
Yeah, it would be a good sort of barometer to know how far we need to get in our crime fighting, though, if we came up against the Joker.
Joker early doors is a challenge. I think we should...
Baptism of fire.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, we try and work out, like, you know, someone's nicking orange juice from the old people's homes. We figure that one out, and then we move on to the Joker, I think.
Who's nicking orange juice from the old people's homes?
Well, that's what we need to find out.
Okay. Well, let's just sort of workshop this. Who do you think would have a motive to steal it? How do we know they're actually being stolen? How have we found out about it?
Well, we've put online that we are a duo of crime-solving people. And the old people's homes got in touch and said there's the orange juice is being chugged that does not belong to the chugger. And so we're trying to figure out why that's happening. And I would say what we should first do is see if anyone has orange juice around their mouths and then see if they have a reason to have a fair access to that orange juice or not.
I think we get each one of those old bastards and we waterboard the shit out of them until they admit. They confess.
I like it. And because then we're becoming good citizens.
Yeah, yeah. Because we waterboard them for like ages. If they go, oh, we don't know anything about the... Oh, we go, all right, well, this time it's not going to be water. It's going to be urine. So how about that?
Wow, you're saying that we should piss on benches.
Look, I'm saying...
You know what, Sanchon, is how quickly this conversation about wanting to be a good citizen has become more sexually assaulting.
It's not sexual. How's it sexual assault? It's called crime fighting. I'm sorry. You think Jack Bauer wasn't crime fighting? Was Jack Bauer trying to solve crimes? Yes or no?
What episode were, of 24?
Were we trying to sort out when we were in the Middle East in 2003? What do you think we were doing? I think we were trying to solve a crime.
Do you think Saddam Hussein was the ultimate criminal?
I think he was the ultimate... He was the Joker of 2003.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Okay, so you want to be a citizen... You want to... I think our viewpoint of what a good citizen is might be different. I think a good citizen is just someone who's good and positive in their community and lives in a sustainable way.
But I don't know if I do that. Like, I don't really know what I'm...
We'll just start doing it.
But how? What does it look like? Like, what is a good... Like, I guess that's the question. I think you're right. What is a good citizen? I guess what I mean is, it feels like the world is an awful... Like, you know, the corporations are dominating our daily life. Inflation's up. It's in cost of living crisis. All these massive, major things. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how I can do anything to make the world a better place in any sort of meaningful way. But then I don't want to be apathetic because that's giving into the nihilism of it. But then I don't know how to contribute in a way that is... actually has makes meaningful change. And also, I don't really like talking to people, so I don't really want to help in that way.
Okay, well, there's a lot to unpack there. I just want to at this point say, please do keep those five-star reviews rolling in. We're very happy we've had a few more. Johnny's now on his third Coca-Cola of the recording, and that's even a joke.
I've had a lot of Coca-Cola. I'm quite hungover. I'm still hungover.
For someone who hates corporations, you're awfully loyal to possibly the worst corporation of them all.
Coca-Cola is and I mean this, totally delicious. And, you know, if I'd...
It's unbeatable. It's unbeatable. It justifies the entire neoliberal system.
I didn't think you'd jump on board with such passion then. But
I know. I think we've talked about this in a previous pod. I'm always like, bring down the government, bring down capitalism. Blah, blah, blah. Coca-Cola is exempt.
Yeah. Interesting. So I guess if we bought all corporations down, Coca-Cola would become by far the biggest corporation. Good news for dentists, I guess, because there'd be lots of very bad teeth in the world if Coca-Cola...
Good news for dentists and for people who make cans red.
What? Bad news for teeth.
Bad news for teeth and for people who make cans blue.
Pepsi,
it's the scales that society always must measure out. It truly is a balancing act, isn't it? This whole 21st century thing.
I'm loving this. So I guess what I mean is like people like... you know, like the civil rights movements in America. There was societal change is possible, and it's from the... But I don't know how... I want to jump on board someone else's political movement, because I'm not a leader of men.
I don't think you want to be a good citizen.
What do you think I want, then? I want the
world
to
change. Nothing that you're saying suggests that you want to be a good citizen, in my opinion. Everything you're saying suggests I want the ego boost of being part of the winning team. I want... what you want is political change.
Yeah.
That's not the same as being a good citizen.
But I guess what I mean...
People who volunteer are good citizens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so maybe I should volunteer. But where would I volunteer?
Where would you volunteer?
Well, there's nothing I can do. I don't have any skills.
Yeah, you do. Johnny, you can podcast.
That is true. I am very good at that.
Get down a food bank and start a podcast.
I actually do have a 5-star podcast. So, I mean, I'm a 5-star podcaster.
Johnny, we've got to use this platform.
Maybe this is me being a good citizen, is giving this to the world.
Yeah, for free.
I'm better than Gandhi.
Well, look, do you give to charities?
Yes.
That's a good start. What charities do you give to?
I give to a refugee charity.
Great. And how many of those do you give to?
One. And I give £10 a month.
I give to a few charities.
What charities do you give to?
I give to the RSPB. As has been noted and vilified by Johnny, even though that is me trying to be a good citizen and create a sustainable environment for our kids.
All the birds could die and everything would be fine. I don't know if that's true. What do you think the consequence
would be? I tell you, wouldn't be happy about that. Old bloody Colonel Sanders.
He wouldn't. Well, that's from an episode we've not going to release now, so we can't.
Yeah, but I think it still makes sense.
All the birds
could die and everything would be fine. And you're sitting there going, oh, I don't know if I'm a good enough person. And you want to kill the birds.
I don't want to kill them. I'm just saying if they happen to die through no fault of mine, that wouldn't be as catastrophic as if all the humans died. That's why I give to human charities.
I also give to human charities.
What human charities do you give to? The Sean McLaughlin Welfare Fund.
Wait.
Thank you.
Just give to more charities then.
But it's so impersonal. The problem is I don't really like people, but I feel like giving to charities is just too impersonal. I don't know how to. I think I'm quite socially anxious as a human.
I think you don't have any idea what you want, Johnny, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. But I like.
Who do you think is a great citizen? I'm curious to know what you, because I was on board with this and I thought, oh yeah, it's good. Like, you know. Vote for parties that are more progressive and care about the vulnerable. You know, vote for, do political change, go on protests. Do you go on protests?
I went to the Enough is Enough campaign.
What was that about?
That's a great...
Was that the sitcom My Family? We've had enough, thank you.
What?
I don't know, I was trying to think of a joke, and that was unfortunately the best I could come up with.
I'm telling you who my favourite
is. This is the fourth episode in a row that we've recorded, listeners, so...
Kane.
Pardon?
Metzler. My favourite citizen is Kane.
Yeah, my favourite citizen is Kane, actually. The wrestler. I was actually genuinely watching footage of Kane, the wrestler, this morning.
Kane was such a good wrestler.
So cool, isn't he, Kane?
Ironically,
he's in politics.
Is he?
He's the mayor of a county in Tennessee. That's not a joke.
That
fierce,
fucking man.
Fierce libertarian.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like all, like all wrestlers, I think.
You don't chuck slam that many people and then believe in a social security network.
I'm going to tombstone you, but you will have to dig your own grave because I do not believe that the public should have access to cemeteries.
They ruined Kane so much when they made him take his mask off.
Yeah, stupid. It was, the first few years of Kane was the best. He was the best wrestler ever.
Yeah, and then
he was so much better than all the others.
And then when they took his mask off, he just looked like an ugly bloke.
It was I'll leave him alone. Come on.
He's a mayor now. He's got so much political. He can take a little lampoon.
Should we write to him and see if he can give us some advice on how to be a good citizen?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Chokeslam, child mortality. That's where he'll be. He'd probably do it like he'd have wrestling phases.
Would. Yeah.
We're going to put obesity on the ropes.
I'm going to take the mask off corporate evil.
Brilliant.
Couldn't think of a way to make that political. Yeah, I said the word evil.
Said the word evil, which is fine. I bloody love Kane, actually, when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did. Who was your favourite wrestler?
Kane.
I really like Chris Benoit, but then it all went wrong for him. But I didn't used to really like him.
Is Chris Benoit the one who killed his...
Yeah. That's why, now I say it, my favourite wrestler was The Rock.
Yeah. The Rock, a man who has literally never done anything wrong.
Has The Rock had any scandals?
No, I think he's a bit... you have to stop drinking Coca-Cola, Johnny. I am genuinely worried about you having a heart attack on this pod.
I'm going to pop.
I think The Rock is quite... I follow him on Instagram and I look at him, I just think, what is your life? How unhappy is he, do you think? He must be so unhappy.
Do you think, it's fascinating, isn't it? The facade of happiness, is it real, is it? I just genuinely don't know.
Well, he can't
Why
be happy.
Why do you think he's happy? Why?
Because all he does is fly around the world and advertise things to me. And that is not a good life. He sat on a private plane at 2 a.m. trying to sell me tequila. That's not a good life. And I've bought more tequila from the bloke who owns a shop at the top of my road called Mr. Drinks than I have from him.
Is there a shop up your road called Mr. Drinks?
Mr. Drinks, yeah.
That's a
and so far, they've got more of a, you know, tractor beam on me.
Is that where you got, you got your squash from Lidl, didn't you?
Yeah, I got my squash from Lidl. Cheers.
Why didn't you go to Mr. Drinks for your squash?
It's only for alcoholic things.
That makes sense.
Vodkas and that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, I think The Rock's having a pretty good life. He's a better life than us, certainly.
Well, he's having a better life than us, but that's not... I mean, that's a pretty low bar, isn't it?
You're right, that can't be the barometer of happiness.
I mean, Kane's got a better life than us. I think most of the wrestlers have.
I guess, except for Chris Benoit, who's dead.
Chris Benoit, who's now dead, unfortunately. I think he probably had quite a bad life there for a bit.
It feels that way.
I've been really getting into wrestling again. I've been watching loads of wrestling stuff.
Modern wrestling.
No, just from the Attitude Era.
It was the best era, wasn't it?
I didn't even watch it that much because I didn't have Sky, but I played the video games a lot with my friends, yeah. And I knew a lot. I remember going to my friend, oh, I've got a video of the Royal Rumble, let's go watch it. And I'd know all of them.
My first wrestling moment was staying up to watch the Royal Rumble where Cactus Jack fought Triple H. Do you remember that?
I don't remember them all.
And Cactus Jack got loads of pins, and then Triple H pedigreed him into loads of thumbnails and stuff. It looked really horrible.
Triple H is now in charge of the WWE because Vince McMahon has been kicked out because he's one of the worst human beings who ever lived.
Yeah, that does make sense. Aren't they in Saudi Arabia and everywhere now?
Yeah, I think they're
so
doing
that's,
all
they're
that.
Pretty unethical, aren't they?
Well, I wouldn't just. I think pro wrestling is probably one of the most exploitative forms of live entertainment there is.
What about podcasting? Why would you put that on there?
I do feel like we're getting exploited, but by the algorithm. I feel like they know that they know that we're better than the other podcasts.
They must. It's so clear. It's so self-evident. We were talking about potentially doing a live podcast.
Yeah, should we bring that up now to the public? Yeah.
What would you think?
Listen here, public. Would you come to watch a live Failing Better with me and Johnny?
And where should it be? Swansea.
Email us at failingbetterpod. Email us at failingbetterpod@gmail.com, please.
With where you want the live recording to be.
Well, no, don't say where you want it.
All right, what are we
asking? Well, it's limited. It's going to be either Manchester or London, isn't it?
or Swansea or Prague or in Dubai. I want to do it in Dubai.
You want to do it in Dubai. The podcast started with you saying, how do I become a better citizen? How do I become a better person? And it ends with you going, I only want to do a live podcast in Dubai.
I think they've got quite a good society though, haven't they? You know, it feels, you know, the rich get rich, the poor get poor, and it works for everyone.
It's like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
It's like Downton Abbey, but it's happening right now.
The thing about poor people is they want to be poor. That's what people don't realise, is the poor are only, they're happiest when they're working 16-hour days with no working conditions.
They love it when their passports are taken away and they're not allowed to contact their families.
Exactly. You know, we can give poor people too much.
I do think that the emergence of Dubai as a place that people aspire to go to is a huge fault line in modern society. I do think it represents basically everything that's gone wrong here.
It's like the East and the West met in the middle and made something worse than either could ever conceive.
Yeah. It's everything that's wrong with the West and the East.
Yeah.
It's everything that's wrong.
There's no political freedom, it's hierarchical in the way of like communist China, but then all the money's, it's just fucked, isn't it? It's just terrible.
I saw that. It's not good. It's not good. But anyway, if you want to go, we're going to be at the Dubai Convention Centre doing Failing Better Life.
We certainly are. And that's how we can bring about social change, I think, by challenging them and their economic model.
Yeah, the sheikhs would love all that.
Yeah. And then after that, we push the tables back and have a dance of all the sheikhs.
We're going to shake with the sheikhs.
Shake it up.
Shake it all up. Shake it all the time. If we got an offer, for £1 million, we would go to Dubai.
Of course, I'd do it in a second.
£1 million for a personal live episode of Failing Better.
I'd do that. And this isn't just to people in Dubai. If you have £1 million spare and want us to do a podcast, we're up for it. Whoever you are, whether you're the Yorkshire Ripper, whoever you are, we'll do your podcast.
So in conclusion, you're a great guy and so am I. So we've learned everything we need to learn about society, I think.
That's good.
I really want to watch wrestling now.
Well, when are you watching wrestling?
I don't know. I think my friend is going to WrestleMania this year.
That feels a bit weird.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And is it... Who are the wrestlers now? Randy Orton, is he still around?
I have no idea.
That was the last I was in contact with. It was like Brock Lesnar.
Yes, even that's all part of... Because I was basically... I only found out about these sort of things secondhand. I remember being very surprised when I went to a friend's house and I went to a friend's house and we were watching wrestling and Rikishi was viewed as like a major wrestler. And I was like, what? Rikishi? Wasn't he just like that joke who was in Too Cool? I think that's sort of all...
He used to shove his ass in people's faces.
Yeah, the stink face. That was his finishing move.
His stink face? Was it called the stink face?
Yeah, it was called the stink face.
That's interestingly, that's my finishing move too.
My finishing move is called the 5-star review.
Uh-oh. And my finishing move is sign up to the Patreon and give us some money.
Patreon.com/failingbetter. That is our finishing move. Have you ever been to wrestling? I go to wrestling in Balham, you know.
You've talked about this before on the podcast. I haven't, but I'd love to go to Balham
with
you.
It's so fun.
Do you go every month? Is there like a storyline?
There is a storyline. I don't go enough to follow it. Johnny, you have to stop drinking Coca-Cola.
Every time I drink Coke, you're grassing me up to the listeners.
Well, not grassing you up. It's just, it's really fun. Wrestling's really fun. It feels purer than stand-up.
It's just like performance theatre, isn't it, really, wrestling?
Yeah. And it's completely built on crowd reaction,
which I like.
Stand-up comedy, which is built on...
self-hatred, self-loathing, and an inability to shut
the fuck up. This audience better not have the nerve to laugh in a way even slightly different than I intended, or I will call them all pedos. Do not ask me to show my working.
That's your title for your next show, isn't it, Sean?
You're all pedos. End off.
Everyone is a pedo except for me.
Hey, you know Swansea? You mentioned Swansea. Did I ever tell you about the time I did a gig in Swansea?
No, but I imagine it was bad because Swansea is, and let me say bluntly, a shit dog.
It's not. It's fine, Swansea. I quite like Swansea. I've done a few gigs in Swansea, but I was asked to open for Films.
I don't know what that is.
You know Films?
Oh, you mean the genre Films? Like television and films?
Yeah, films.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing big screen films. They were doing big outdoor screenings of films, and they asked me to open for a few for money that was so dumb that I noticed. I went on their website this year and I noticed they didn't have any comedians on. I thought, yeah, of course, they're just literally flushing money down the toilet.
So I don't understand. So then people are going to watch a film and they thought
people
they
go and watch a film, and before that, I would do 45 minutes of stand up.
That's such a weird fit.
Yeah, and it was not right. Most of the films were like Grease.
So what? So they're all in a cinema, and then before
no, they were in a field. It was outdoor. It was during COVID. I turned up to the first one. It was in Newcastle, and they were like, "I was like, oh, what do you want me to do?" And at first, they went, "We want you to do 20 minutes. Then we want you to have an hour break, and then you do another 20 minutes." And I went, "I don't think that's a good idea."
So what would they do in the hour break? Like watch half the movie?
They had like loads of food tents and stuff set up. So basically, you know sometimes when you're comparing in stand-up, you have to go, and now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on stage. Whoa, whoa. This was, all right, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Mamma Mia.
So what did you just chat to them? Were the gigs all right? Were they terrible?
Some of them were okay, and some of them were genuinely some of the worst gigs of my life. I did a weekend.
45 minutes is a long time.
It's a long time. The money was good.
What are we talking? 20 quid, 30 quid? What sort of?
30 squid.
Oh
back
my
pocket.
God. Wow.
I hate saying stuff like, oh, the money is good, but I mean, like, I accepted it because the only reason to do this gig was because the money was good.
Yeah.
And so I did a weekend in Swansea and I went with my wife. And we stayed in a nice little place and we had lovely hikes all around Wales. And then in the evening, I would dye my arse. And it was during Euro 2021. That's how I think it was. Well, it was Euro 2020 that was in 2021, right? Yeah. And it was during that. And on the Friday night, it was the thing was Mamma Mia. And I'd had a really good gig. And there were like probably 500 people there. So I'd had a really good gig. And at the end of it, all right, just to celebrate, I think we should have one. Let's have a final rendition of "It's Coming Home." Boo! Boo! I remember this because it was the England were in the final on the Sunday.
Yeah,
and so this was the Friday. So anyway, I left, had a nice night, went back the next day. The film was not Mamma Mia. It was this film called Local Hero, which is like a cult. Very dark comedy set in Wales. Kind of a sub Quentin Tarantino-esque kind of thing, but with a, you know, the fan base is notably older, different, a lot of, you know, it smelt a lot of weed, a lot of people bringing in their own beers.
A lot like Car Wash and Failing Better, the live podcast will be in Dubai.
Yes, it will be a lot like that. Anyway, the local council. This is not a joke. The local council made a request or a demand that I don't mention the football at all.
What did they think was going to happen? They'd just kick off.
Well, I think, and genuinely they would have done. And I looked at that audience and went, I'm not an idiot. I'm not doing that tonight. Yeah. If I'd have said, oh, how about it's coming home tonight in Swansea, they would have murdered me. So anyway, I did the gig. I got out. It was awful. And then I found out at the next one I did for them, which was in London or something, because it was the same crew going around the country. They're basically just set up in a different town every weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how was the rest of that night? They go, yeah, it was okay. They ran out of beer before the film started. We ran out of beer and there was a riot and the police had to be called.
Wow, so you sort of started a riot in a way.
Yeah, I guess that is a good way of putting it.
Yeah, you were the
I'm a riotous comedian.
Hello. Why, what do you mean? If he performs at your gig, people will violate your property.
People will destroy the infrastructure you've worked so hard to build.
A truly riotous performance from Sean McLaughlin.
Truly riotous performance from Sean McLaughlin. 20 missing, presumed dead. So, that has been Failing Better. Johnny, do you feel like you're a better citizen now?
I feel like I learned nothing really, other than you don't think I have a good definition for what a citizen is.
No, I don't feel like you don't have a good definition. I think you think a good citizen is like a nerd who knocks on doors of the Labour Party.
No, I don't.
Whereas I think a good citizen is someone who recycles and is considerate of other people.
That's the thing, is I don't, because I think Starmer's such a hopeless, insipid man that I wouldn't feel like I was a good citizen if I was handing out leaflets for him.
So who do you want to hand out leaflets for then?
Well, have you heard of this party? They're pretty good, I think. I've not done too much. UKIP? I don't know if I'm saying that right. But
Yep. Just to let you all know, by the way, if you sign up to our Patreon, all of our money this month is going to the UK Independence Party.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to be a good citizen. But if you feel like you've got any good suggestions, then do email us in. What would make a good citizen? My problem is like, I'd like to be a better person, but I'm not. I think that's really what this is the instigating idea behind this podcast.
Well, you've stopped eating meat. That's a very moral thing to do.
Yeah, that is true. Stopped eating meat. And maybe I can make some other positive changes with the help and support of you, our loyal listeners. And also you, Sean, my fabulous friend.
I think this might be the problem as well, Johnny. We've been talking about this for, what, half an hour, maybe?
Yeah.
It's clear that the idea of you being a better person has already just bored you so much and you just want the conversation to end. I don't think that there's any real desire for improvement there.
There is. But I think, I fundamentally can't imagine me being a good human being.
You're a very kind, nice, normal person, and that is sometimes all a person can do, is not be a dick. As long as you're not a dick.
Maybe. Well, that's not enough, is it? Because the world's becoming worse and worse. And there's nothing, that's what I feel. I feel like there's not, the world is awful at the moment. And there's nothing I can do to even, like, change that slightly.
Do you think the world is worse than it was 20 years ago?
I think the UK is a worse place than it was 20 years ago.
In what way?
I feel like there's more inequality, there's standard of living is down. I think we're more reactionary.
Yes, there was I agree with that.
When, like, Tony Blair came in, for all that he turned out to be a war criminal and crazy, there was hope. This country.
Crime solver. He solved crimes.
He solved crime.
The greatest crime solver in the history of this nation, Tony Blair. He went over there to Iraq and he solved the greatest crime of all.
But so that's what, I don't know how to make the world a better place. I guess I'm doing this.
We'll
this
get the hope back. Don't worry about it, John.
Do you
we'll
think?
Get the hope
Sean
back.
John?
Yes. We'll be fine. Fingers crossed. It'll be fine. It's always fine. Yes,
we've had it. Fine until it's not, and then we're all dead.
And then we're all dead. And on that bombshell, goodbye, listeners. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.